Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The best of 85 when the Bears were the best of 85. See what I did there? See that? That's like radio
stuff.
There
you go,
mister.
You're a professional.
Mister, that's radio stuff. Welcome in, welcome back. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Mully and Haw and whoever else might be here. Raheemy and Harris. Are we into Raheemy and Harris' time?
We are into Raheemy and Harris, yes. We are post-transition, I think, right now. We're about right there. And speaking of, we'll have a transition with Judson. Coming up at the back half of this hour, my friend.
Yes, we will. And... our text line, 312-644-6767, 630 texture, you guys really suck. Great to hear you. 224, dear Rosie, you are the best on the score. Yes, it's been said. Let's start a band called Burn Ends. Tribute to Jeremy Lincoln and all the Bears.
Oh, boy. Jeremy Lincoln?
Yeah, that's really ringing back. That's a cornerback there. I love the idea of a band called Burn Ends.
We could do that.
I don't know... that it should be a cornerback.
What about Chris Conte? Can we go Chris Conte or Danielle Manning or?
Yeah, but that's Burnt Ends would be okay. I understand how you're. You know, Elvis Patterson was called
Toast
by Parcells because yes. He always got burned, which is great. I love that. But
oh, man.
All right, we're going to go to the hotline because that's what we do here. All guests, join us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Aturo.com. We welcome back to the show because we love him so much. And there are investment opportunities. He's Ryan Horvitt, co-host of BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network, weekdays from 6 to 10 Central Time. Ryan, how you doing this fine Labor Day?
Doing good, guys. First weekend of college football. The first real weekend, because I don't really count week zero, is
agreed.
Pretty much over with. We got one more game to go tonight. I can't wait to see how that looks with Bill Belichick taking over at North Carolina. I personally think it's going to be a disaster. You know, when he got hired, I know a lot of people that were running out to bet North Carolina to win the ACC, which I think is a crazy bet. We all saw how good Miami could be last night. Clemson, even though they lost week one to LSU in a non-con game, I think they're going to be really tough this year with one of the better quarterbacks in the country. So I want to see how it goes, man. I mean, the defense should be improved, but I don't know. I feel like there's been a lot of distractions off the field with this 25-year-old girlfriend. They're trying to market Gold Digger or whatever is going on. So one more game to go tonight, and I'm pretty excited for it.
So did we, so to back up a minute, I don't know why they would call it week zero. You start with one.
Because
The Bears don't get a week zero, but they I fear they would need one. But why? That's just so stupid. You're playing football, so it's week one. And if it's really important, you'll play Ohio State. You'll play Texas. I mean, come on. Well, it's just so, college football can't count. No wonder.
Isn't it, Ryan, because they basically said, well, we have week one, but we're going to sneak in a few extra games ahead of that, so we have to create a name for it.
Pretty much, right? More money that you can make off of the product. I mean, week zero, there's always the game that's in Dublin, Ireland, which I liked the first couple of years. I feel like that should always be Notre Dame's game, right? I mean, they're not in a conference. Give them the following week off, but they changed teams. This year, it was really weird because they pretty much played a conference game. They did play a conference game with Iowa State and Kansas State. Usually, you don't play a conference opponent until week four, week five, so the schedule was really weird. College football continues to change. I keep saying that, man. It's not even really like college football anymore. It's pretty much just the minor leagues of the NFL. Everybody's making so much money. These conferences, we're pretty much ultimately just going to have two. It's going to be the SEC and the Big Ten, I feel, pretty soon. So it's changing so much. But there's a lot of money to be made still.
Yeah, and before we get to that and before we get to the NFL and, you know, it's great that we have actual games this week, kickoff Thursday with the season and the Bears Monday night. One more college question as we had Notre Dame almost get the comeback last night. But
yeah, anytime Notre Dame loses, it's a good day here.
Ideas and observations from what you saw last night from the Irish.
Yeah, I think they're going to be really good, man, right? I think they'll beat Texas A&M. And then other than the USC game, I really can't see a loss on their schedule. You had a redshirt freshman making his first start on the road. I actually liked Miami in the game last night. Say what you want about Carson Beck. At Georgia, he was 24-3 as the starting quarterback, right? So he knows how to win. He was the veteran quarterback. That's a tough place to go play in your first game. The humidity, the heat, that environment. You know, I know that Miami football was dead there for a couple years, but they've had a couple winning seasons in a row. They've done a really good job in the transfer portal. I like the defensive coordinator that they hired at Miami. He comes over from Minnesota. The last couple of years, they've had a top 15 defense. So I think Notre Dame's going to be fine. You know, I like the fight that they showed in the second half. I wasn't in love with the play calling. You know, I don't know about you, but a lot of quick screens, quick passes, and I get it. You're trying to get, you know, your freshman quarterback on the road comfortable, but you have Jeremiah Love, and I get they kind of bottled him up, but I want to see him obviously more involved in the offense. He's 40-1 to win the Heisman for a reason. I think they'll be fine. I really like Marcus Freeman, but that was a tough game to open the season with. But I like that they did it, right? Like instead of opening up with cupcakes like Ball State and beating them up by 48 points, open up with a tough opponent and then kind of ease your way into the season. So I think they'll be all right.
Ryan Horvath joins us. He's the co-host of BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network, weekdays from 6 to 10 Central Time. Ryan, let's go to the Bears. Where are you over, under, where's their win total, and what changed for you with the Micah Parsons trade, whether it regards the Bears or any other division bets, especially the Packers?
All right, so I like the Bears a lot over the win total. I think they win 9 to 10 games this season, and I think that's their floor. I really like the Ben Johnson hire, as everybody else does. You know, if you look at Jared Goff, man, that last year with the Rams before they trade him, he was benched for a guy named John Wolford going into the playoffs. All of a sudden, Ben Johnson takes over as play caller in Detroit. Three straight seasons where he throws over 4,000 yards. The reason being, Ben Johnson saw what he could do and what he can't do. Goff struggles under pressure, so he was under center more. A lot of play action. Detroit was top five in play action usage, pre-snap motion. The Bears did none of that last year on the offensive side of the ball. There was no pre-snap motion. Caleb was barely ever under center. I think there will be some uncomfortable moments for Caleb because he picked up a lot of bad habits, especially at USC, because they had a really bad defense. So every week they had to hang 40 points. So that's where he really started holding on to the ball too long. So he's got to get used to getting rid of the ball quicker. They got to get the run game figured out. I worry a little bit about the pass rush. You know, if you're a Bears fan, you wish they made the deal, obviously, for Micah Parsons. Because you have a pass rusher, right? You're the favorite all of a sudden in the NFC or one of them. But you know what I really like about the Bears? The Ben Johnson hire, obviously, but I like the way that they filled out the rest of that coaching staff. I really like Randall L. coming back to coach the wide receivers. Dennis Allen should never be a head coach in this league ever again, but I like him as a defensive coordinator. And Eric Bieniemy taking over as running back coach, you know, I really even like that. I mean, he should never call plays. We saw that at UCLA, but he's been around Pat Mahomes. He's been around Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, a bunch of smart football people. So I like the coaching staff. I do think Ben Johnson's going to be very good. The problem is the division's tough. I don't think the Vikings really take a step back because nobody thought Sam Darnold was going to be any good. JJ is a winner. I mean, he's really accurate. I know it's his first year, but that defense is really good. You know, the Packers, they still, I have some questions about their secondary. They let Jair Alexander walk. You know, their best cover corner, I don't even know who it is right now. Is Jordan Love really that guy? And I do think Detroit takes a step back in the division. Jared Goff has to play more outdoor games. He struggles outdoors. Tougher schedule. And I worry about the defense. Last year, they couldn't get any pressure, and that was with Aiden Hutchinson on the field. When he broke his leg, the pass rush was non-existent. And the Detroit people keep getting mad at me whenever I go on, like, the ticket. But I said, if you couldn't get it done last year, you won 15 games, you had home field advantage, Goff didn't have to go on the road into Philadelphia or any cold weather games, and you couldn't beat a rookie quarterback in the Washington Commanders at home. So if it wasn't last year, I don't think it's ever going to happen for Detroit. So I think the future is bright for the Bears. I think they're a playoff team. I would take a stab on them to win the division if you're getting better than a 5-1 price, right? They're the ultimate boom or bust team. They could be a 6-win team or they could win 12 games. I'll be honest. I know it was just the preseason, guys, but I was feeling really good about Chicago in this take. You know, people were giving me a hard time because I had the Bears making the playoffs. Mm. And then I know it was only the preseason, but the first half against the Chiefs scared me a little bit. Mahomes was just carving them up, and I was like, oh, God, oh, no. Maybe they're not going to the Super Bowl this year. But I do think they're going to be much improved.
Yeah, and we were talking about that actually earlier in the show because I mentioned the Buffalo game and how I was excited to watch the new-look offense with Ben Johnson and Colston Loveland, who I'm very excited about, and Roma Dunze, who I'm very excited about. And then Stevie Sunshine over here had to bring up the Chiefs game, which was exactly what you just said.
But I was bringing up first string versus second string. No, and the Bears look good against what they didn't.
100%. And I'm with you, too, Ryan. Like, that defense, and we were talking about Montez Sweat as the highest-paid Bear, and, you know, you brought him in here specifically for pass rush 2 years ago. He was great. You extended him, and then last year, not so great. So what is the expectation? What do you see there from that Bears defensive line?
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. That is my concern. I was really hoping that the Bengals would lose their minds and trade away Trey Hendrickson and that the Bears would get involved. Or, like I said, Micah Parsons, maybe they would get involved. Because if you remember a couple years ago, obviously you guys remember, but when they made the trade for Khalil Mack and they went all in that season, Green Bay was in the mix. And the Bears kind of stole away Khalil Mack from them. So I was thinking maybe they would do the same this year. I actually am a little bit higher on the Bears defensive line than most. I like the secondary, but I think somebody's going to step up, whether it's Sweat. Somebody's going to have a double-digit sack season. Maybe it's somebody that you least expect. But I think they're going to be a little bit better than people expect, man. Last year, the issue was, and I keep talking about this too. So the Bears season, it could have went two different ways. They looked really good, you know, in the London game or whenever they played Jacksonville. And all my friends, everybody was getting really excited because I'm from Chicago, obviously. So the text threads were blown up. Caleb's the guy. The Bears are going to the playoffs. Then they lose to the Commanders on that fluke Hail Mary. The Commanders go on a winning streak and go all the way to the NFC Championship game. After that loss, the Bears season falls apart. They fire Eberflus, and then I don't remember if it was four or five straight games. They gave up 30 points consecutively. I just feel like there was a lot of quit in that locker room. I think they have more talent than a lot of people, you know, realize. I just think that there was a lot of quit. But with a new coaching staff, I do think that they're going to be better than expected. If they're top 15, top 20, I think they're a playoff team. If they're bottom 10, they're probably screwed. So hopefully you get something out of Sweat or somebody else on that defensive line. But I do think they're going to be better than all the projections, I think.
Our guest is Ryan Horvath, co-host of BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network, weekdays from 6 to 10 Central Time. So give us a Bears player with a prop that you really like. Do you like, I don't know what the line is on Sweat sacks, for instance. What is a Bears number, a Bears player, Bears prop that you really like?
So I know he's only a rookie, but I think the number was in like the mid 400s or low 500s. I like Colston Loveland receiving yards. I think there's a reason why Ben Johnson makes him the first pick, you know, of the new era. And I loved him at Michigan. You know, I thought that he was the better prospect than Tyler Warren. I really liked Tyler Warren at Penn State, and I get they would play him in the Wildcat. He could line up at the slot. He would line up as a traditional tight end all over the field. But Colston Loveland's just a different player. Like, if you watch him, he looks like a basketball player. He's going to be a red zone nightmare. And he runs routes like a wide receiver. He creates separation. I'm really high on him. You know, and if you go back a couple of years ago when Sam Laporta was a rookie, look how Ben Johnson used him, guys. I mean, he blew up as a rookie. So I really like him. And then I like Roma Dunze. I loved him at college. I loved him at Washington. Really good route runner. I think this could be his breakout year. So I like his receiving yards. And then I know it's the goal. Caleb Williams to throw 4,000 yards. You're getting plus money on it. He wants to, what, complete 70% of his passes and be the first Bears quarterback to throw 4,000 yards. Especially guys, if we worry about the defense not being very good or the defensive line not getting much pressure, if they're going to be in shootouts every week and they still don't really know who running back one is, there's a good chance Caleb's dropping back 32, 35 times every week. I do like him to throw 4,000 yards. I forgot what the price is. Plus 125, I want to say. Plus 150, maybe. But I like all of Caleb's props, and I really like Colston Loveland, even though he's a rookie.
Well, and Ryan, you should be scared because my two guys are your two guys, Odunze and Loveland. So that's part one. part two of that is in looking at the Bears' first opponent, the Vikings come in. I know people have mixed feelings on local native J.J. McCarthy, who will be the starter for Minnesota after Darnold was there last year when McCarthy got hurt. What do you expect? What are your thoughts on one J.J. McCarthy?
Hey, great question. Yeah, it's funny because I have buddies and they were texting me, you know, when J.J. got drafted by Minnesota, and they were like, oh, we're out on Minnesota. And I was like, oh, yeah, why is that? And then somebody said J.J. McCarthy couldn't even beat Mount Carmel. Which I got. Because then he goes to Michigan, guys, and wins a national title. Granted, he had a really strong run game with Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards, one of the best coaches in Harbaugh. They were clearly cheating, obviously, stealing signs. And that defense only gave up 10 points per game. But I like J.J. You know, he's a leader. He's very accurate. And what helps him is he has Justin Jefferson. He has T.J. Hockenson. After week three, he gets Jordan Addison back. A sleeper I really like in fantasy this year, guys, is Jordan Mason. I think he's going to get more carries than Aaron Jones, and I think he's going to score double-digit touchdowns. I think he's going to be used kind of like David Montgomery. So the Vikings, I don't think, are going to skip a beat, but I did bet Chicago week one. The other reason, guys, I really like the Ben Johnson hire, so Brian Flores is one of the better defensive coordinators in the league. His defenses have only given up 30 points seven times the last two seasons. Four of those had been against Ben Johnson. He owns everybody in that division, right? That offense owns Matt LaFleur and the Packers defense and Jeff Hafley, their new defensive coordinator. They obviously own Minnesota, as I just talked about. They own Chicago. So I like that you have Ben Johnson, who knows what they want to run on the defensive side of the ball in Minnesota. And that's why I don't think that they wanted to show a whole lot in the preseason. That's why I don't want to overreact, right? I think you're going to have a couple tricks up his sleeve. So I like Chicago week one. But Minnesota's going to be tough this year, man. The defense is going to be good. Eventually, like I said, they'll get Addison back. The division's wide open. But week one, I love Chicago in that spot. You got J.J. making his first start. You know, it's essentially his rookie year. At least Caleb's got a full season under his belt. I like the Bears week one, but, you know, it could come down to like a week 17 game to figure out who wins the division between them, Green Bay, Detroit, and Minnesota.
Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Before we let you go, last question about, is there a team in each conference? Because we see so much worst to first and first to last kind of stuff in the NFL more than any other sport, that there's a lot of turnover in because the fourth place teams get to play a fourth place schedule, and there are certain advantages to that. Is there one underrated team in each conference you would suggest investing in?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Bears in the NFC North, and that's why I would take a stab maybe on Ben Johnson to win Coach of the Year. I like the Jags in the AFC South. The Texans on paper have the best team, but I really worry, guys, about their offensive line and their run game. They're going into the season with Nick Chubb as their starting running back. Liam Cohen, I'm a big fan of him. I know he had the weird highlight where he did the Duval thing, and so people think he's a goofball. I did that 2 years ago. When he was at Kentucky, he did such a great job calling plays. He convinced people that Will Levis could be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Last year, Baker Mayfield threw for 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. If he can't get Trevor Lawrence to throw at least 24, Trevor's done, man. He's a career backup, and he was so hyped a couple years ago. So I like Jacksonville to go over their win total and to win the South. And then I also like Arizona. I'm a fan of their coach, Jonathan Gannon. He was the defensive coordinator for the Eagles a couple years ago when they went to the Super Bowl. He just hasn't had the pieces on the defense. They draft Walter Nolan, although he's already hurt. Last year, they couldn't stop the run. They get Will Johnson in the second round. Year two for Marvin Harrison. Trey McBride's the best tight end in the league. I really like Arizona to be a sleeper team in the NFC with the Bears, and I like Jacksonville in the AFC.
Excellent. We appreciate the insight, Ryan Horvath. Thanks for joining us this Labor Day. Have a good holiday.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan Horvath, co-host of BetMGM tonight on the BetMGM Network, weekdays from 6 to 10 p.m. Central Time. We'll take a break. We'll also give something away, right? Is that what we're going to do now? We'll take a break before we talk. We go up to Minnesota, and we get a scouting report on the enemy. But first, we're going to be your friends. We're givers, not takers. We're going to give you something.
Because we love you, we want to offer you this opportunity to see Spiegel and Holmes live this Thursday, September 4th, 2 to 6 at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage here at the Score Studios. It is football season kickoff featuring Dave Wanstead, Olin Krutz in the studio with us, plus much more. That's this Thursday, brought to you by PNC Bank, your local Ford dealers, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. So callers 4, 5, and 6. Tyler Ferengel is there. He is ready to take your information down and get you here to the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. 312-540-0670. Again, the contest line, 312-540-0670. Callers 4, 5, and 6 to get your chance to see Spiegel and Holmes along with Coach Wanstead and Olin Krutz live in studio this Thursday.
When we come back, a scouting report on the Vikings. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You find it a little advantageous, particularly against this particular defense. It's got a lot of different things to impress.
I think anytime you have more time for a defense, it's better than less time. They present specific challenges, not only with scheme, but personnel. They're a unit that, we have a lot of respect for and that we're going to really work to have a good plan to put our guys in position to have success.
That is the voice of Declan Doyle, the titular offensive coordinator for the Bears, but not really, because that's Ben Johnson. But here we are. But here we are. Game week? NFL week? Week zero? No, the NFL doesn't have a week
thankfully.
Zero.
Thankfully. We already had week zero. That was the preseason.
I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We are back. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are going to take a look and get a scouting report on the Minnesota Vikings week from today. Well, tonight. Bears will play the Vikings in the season opener for both teams. Ben Gessling, Vikings beat reporter for the Minnesota Star Tribune, will be joining us now. He joins us on the Aturo. All guests, like Ben, join us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Ben, thanks for taking time out today. How are you this holiday?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We're groovy because we're doing our flashback version of 1985. All the music has been from 85 because this is the year that the Bears Super Bowl trophy hits middle age. So we know it'll need glasses and it'll be getting up twice or three times in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. That's when all of this begins. But as much as we make fun of this one Bears Super Bowl trophy that has now hit middle age, what do you do in Minnesota when you haven't had even one of these?
Well, it is. I think the fans just sort of pine for one to arrive here at some point. I mean, if it happens, anybody who's involved in it will never buy a drink in this town again. I mean, there will be statues built of Kevin O'Connell, Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah, J.J. McCarthy. If it happens in this regime, any of these guys will be legends here forever. It's not just the fact they haven't been to one in 50 years. It's the way they've lost all these games where it's, you know, the NFC Championship heartbreaks and all of the playoff losses and those kinds of things. They've been good for most of their existence. They just haven't been able to get over the hump. And people look back on those Bud Grant teams that went to the Super Bowl in the 70s. That's the heyday of it. But, like, the Vikings Museum commemorates those Super Bowl teams, but the scores of the games are not on the plaques in the museums because they lost them all, obviously. So it is something that this franchise very badly wants to fix, and the fan base wants probably even as much or more as the franchise does.
So what's the reality? What's the likelihood? You mentioned J.J. McCarthy. You mentioned Kevin O'Connell. What's the likelihood they're the ones to do it?
Well, I think a lot of that will depend on J.J. McCarthy's development. I think if you look at him, he's won big. He's won championships at every level he's played at, and that's harder to do in the NFL, certainly, than it is in high school or college. But they're excited about what he can be. I think the question is, you know, can he turn into the type of quarterback that when you have to pay him in a few years – and you can't pay everybody. You probably can't pay Justin Jefferson the same amount of money. Or if you're going to do both of those things, you have a lot of concessions you have to make elsewhere. Can he be the type of quarterback that overcomes all of those things and you win because he's just that good? I mean, I think that's going to be something to watch over the next few years. But I will say, Kevin O'Connell, with the work he's done with quarterbacks, if he is saying, I don't need the veteran, I don't need Aaron Rodgers, I am good with the guy that I drafted, and I don't need the guy that led me to 14 wins last year to come back, I think he's done enough good work with quarterbacks where you start to trust his judgment and say, yeah, if Kevin O'Connell is excited about this guy and says, yeah, well, this is all we need, that probably is worth stopping and paying attention to. So I am curious to see how it goes for him in year one. I'm sure there's going to be bumps. He's only 22 years old, but the fact that they are excited about him and have put this much weight behind him, I do think says something given the equity Kevin O'Connell is building with the people around the league as a developer of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that's why I'm curious, Ben, to see two things. One, how J.J. does this year, and I know a lot of Chicago area fans, just because he's from here, will be very excited right to see what he does. But part two of that is, I mean, Sam Darnold made a lot of money off of last year, and, you know, how much of that is Sam Darnold, which, you know, he earned it, he went out there and did it, but how much of that is on O'Connell too, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to find out with Darnold as he goes out to Seattle and has a supporting cast that's not as good as what he had in Minnesota. We'll have a better answer to that as we go through the year. But there's a lot that Kevin O'Connell does and a lot that the Vikings do to make life a little easier, a little more favorable for a quarterback. I think it's a scheme that it's a difficult scheme to learn, but it's very quarterback friendly when you do get it down. And I think that's going to be the thing for JJ McCarthy is how quickly he can do that. But you have a lot of receivers running open quite a bit. Quarterbacks, I think, are able to play fast in this scheme. They're able to find open space and coverage. I mean, you hear Kevin O'Connell talk about voids and vacancies in coverage all the time. And that's a lot of what they're teaching quarterbacks to read is just look for open grass. And they have ways of creating quite a bit of it. I think the offensive line is going to be markedly improved with all of the work they put in after Sam Darnold gets sacked 9 times in that playoff game. And then you add Jordan Mason with Aaron Jones. I think it all helps. It's about as favorable of a situation as you can be in for a quarterback. And O'Connell being a former NFL quarterback himself, being a guy that has been through this process and understands what it requires of a quarterback, I think only helps make it easier for JJ McCarthy. So they've done just about everything they can to set him up for success. It's just a question of now, can he go do it?
Our guest is Ben Gessling, Vikings beat writer for the Minnesota Star Tribune. We're talking Bears Vikings here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Ben Johnson led offenses in Detroit scored a lot of points against Brian Flores' defense. I don't know if that's how big an issue that is up in Minnesota. It's certainly an issue down here because the quarterback for the Bears now is not Jared Goff. It's a guy who doesn't know what an open receiver looks like necessarily in the NFL. So I don't know what Brian Flores, how he responds to coaching against Ben Johnson, a guy who put a lot of points on him, or Caleb Williams, a guy who's got talent but functions better in chaos than scripted stuff. What's been the approach Brian Flores has given you guys about this upcoming, the opener?
Well, I think, you know, he's done a lot of his best work against young quarterbacks. And Caleb Williams, I think in that first game, especially against the Vikings last year, made a lot of plays. And the Bears had chances to win that game in part because of what Caleb Williams did. But you're right. It is much more, you know, backyard football is probably a little bit of a crude description of it. But it's more of that. It's more relying on his athletic ability and his ability to extend plays and make things happen on the fly than it is, you know, kind of running things in the script. Whereas Ben Johnson, I think a lot of what he did with the Lions, it was, you know, they figured out answers to the Vikings blitzes at the end of the season, I think.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In that last game where everything was on the line for both of those teams as the number one seed, they found answers in protection for those blitzes that nobody else had found. And I think Jared Goff had pockets to work in because of that. So I think some of the thing that they'll have to figure out is, where is all the pressure coming from? Where does Caleb Williams need to look, and where does he need to escape to if he has to do it? I think all of that stuff is going to be interesting to watch, the kind of confluence of Ben Johnson's scheme and Caleb Williams' talent and how we marry those two things together. The Vikings are going to be a little bit different this year in the sense that they have better pass rushers in the middle. Jonathan Allen, Javon Hargrave, I do think will change things a lot for them just in terms of the pressure they're able to get right in the quarterback space. I will be very curious to see how much you pair that with all the unpredictable pressures and what kind of answers come with that early. I think it's harder to do that in week one than it is in week 18, but Ben Johnson certainly has seen Brian Flores enough to have a little bit to go on there too. So definitely one of the more interesting X's and O's components of this game this week.
Yeah, and I'm interested too, Ben. We talked about McCarthy, but in the passing game, we all know about Jefferson, but Jordan Addison is suspended for the first three games.
Yeah.
But there's old reliable Adam Thielen coming back, and you know, is he like 58 at this point? I'm joking, obviously. But, you know, with Thielen and Hockenson, I don't know the security blanket aspect of that there for McCarthy with the big play for Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have a lot of interest in Adam Thielen here, in part because it's a local story and Minnesotans love stories about Minnesotans as much as we love the Minnesota State Fair, which is, you know, it's hard to love anything more than Minnesotans love that. So it adds a lot of sentimentality to it. But I do think part of the reason Adam Thielen is here is he does provide that security blanket. He's the guy that if it's 3rd and 8 and you need somebody to run a shallow crossing route that gets you 9 yards, he's good at doing those things. And he's actually thrown with J.J. McCarthy a fair amount. The last two summers, McCarthy stayed in Minnesota. Thielen, of course, still lives here. So they've worked out quite a bit. And I think part of the attraction to Thielen was, if you need to go somebody that's plug and play, you have somebody who at least has done some work already with J.J. McCarthy. And Thielen talked about it last week that you get a lot of guys in those situations where they're just playing catch. It was not necessarily that way with J.J. McCarthy. It was a lot of, hey, this is how we run this in our system. This is how you run it in Carolina. There was a lot more detail in the work and the exchanges that the two of them had, I think, over the summer than you'd probably see. So it does create a little bit of a foundation. We'll see how much that translates when it's an actual game. But I think Thielen becomes somebody that McCarthy knows he has a rapport with and he can trust. C.J. Hockenson looked better this training camp than he did last year, a year further removed from that ACL. So I think he'll be a bigger piece of it. But Jordan Addison, for as much as he clicked with McCarthy, him not being around for those first 3 weeks, I do think is a big deal because the Bears did this as much as anybody last year, but everybody wants to flow coverage toward Justin Jefferson, and you need people that can make teams pay for that. And I think Jordan Addison was going to play a large role in that approach that the Vikings would take when teams come after Justin Jefferson. So how well they can find answers to do that with other pieces they have for this first 3 weeks is going to be a big part of the story.
Ben, before we let you go, I want to ask how the Micah Parsons trade was received up in Minnesota.
Well, I think certainly fans have taken notice of it, and Vikings fans, as I imagine Bears fans, are pretty quick to say, well, yeah, the Packers got this, but we don't have any reason to be terrified of them. I mean, you know, people kind of try to talk that up in a way that probably is not wanting to give a lot of credit to their biggest rival. So I think some of that comes into it. But, you know, for the Vikings, at least in terms of how it'll play out when they see the Packers for the first time in November, it is, I think it's a game changer, because he's the type of pass rusher that the Packers will put just about anywhere. And the Vikings offensive line is set up better to handle it with a veteran center, Ryan Kelly, with a guy like Will Fries. Now, the question is, a rookie guard like Donovan Jackson, when you're throwing different looks at him and Parsons can move around so many places, it's players like that and young offensive linemen across the board in the division that I think have to be on their toes, because there are so many different things that Parsons can do that I think the Packers, Jeff Hafley, will find ways to test opposing offenses, especially, you know, young quarterbacks, young offensive linemen, and how they can allocate protection. So all of those things, all the versatility that Parsons has, I think is going to be a big part of it. And the Vikings certainly have taken notice of that. So it's a game changer in a division that's already really tough, and maybe the best in football already, certainly makes it even more entertaining. So it should be a lot of fun to watch how it all plays out, because this division has no shortage of storylines and no shortage of interesting things to watch this year.
Well, it's about time that they got started. That's all I got to say. We spent a lot of hot air on the greatest offensive coordinator, now the head coach, and the number one overall pick. And, like, come on, do something. So we're looking forward to next Monday. I'll bet you are, too. This is actual results, right? Things that matter.
Yes. Yes, it is good to have actual football to talk about and start to break down matchups and X's and O's. It is good that September is here and the regular season is upon us.
Ben, thanks for taking time out today. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Ben.
Ben Gessling, Vikings beat writer for the Minnesota Star Tribune, contributes on KFAN up there. And we are talking Bears and Vikings. So we will take a break. When we come back, we're going to do transition.
Our buddy Judson Richards is here. We're going to talk to Judd. We're going to talk some more Bears. And, the interesting thing, and we could talk about this during transition, is Bears fans, at least on our text line, everyone seems to love Minnesota in this game, this game, which I guess that's ironic. I don't know.
Ryan Horvath doesn't.
Nope.
He likes the Bears.
Lots of Vikings positivity on the score text line somehow.
I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We'll be back. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.